This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Scott Henin in Washington, D.C. Ron Ness, President of North Dakota Petroleum Council, hanging out in the host chair along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, Kevin Flynn here. What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Mineral Tracker, Mineral Management App. I had no idea until I was talking to Scott and looking at this about, you know, those that have property with mineral rights and tracking them. And, you know, they go into a portfolio. Wow, what do you do? So Mineral Tracker is the answer, revolutionizing the way mineral and non-op owners are managing their assets. Perform monthly income self-audits, see your wells on an interactive map, forecast future income, store your documents in their portfolio. You can sign up for free. Contact them at info@royaltymatters.com or call 833-842-2924. Mineral Tracker, proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind with Ron Nesson for Scott Henin.
And the Mineral Tracker guys are a couple of great North Dakota Watford City guys who came up with an entrepreneurial idea. I think it's a great concept. We left Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger hanging with a very important question on when you're buying things on the internet, what happens to the local sales tax provisions that like the city of Bismarck have tacked on, or the community tax? Ryan, what's the answer to that?
Well, Ron, it's simple in that the local tax is collected. The online retailers have to collect the state 5% and the local 1 or 2% if they've tacked on like the extra half or 1% for infrastructure, and also county. So in Cass County, for example, they have the extra half cent for flood protection. All of those local taxes, local sales taxes, are also collected and then remitted to us in the state, and then we send those back to the cities and counties.
From the place where it's delivered, not where it's from order. Right?
Exactly, where it's delivered, and that's very key.
Okay, well, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for cleaning that up, and we appreciate
Absolutely.
Your time this morning. We're gonna move along. We've got Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford's been holding for us. Good morning, Brent.
Do we have
Lieutenant Governor? Are you
Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford?
He's Ron. Can you hear me?
There we go.
Got you. Good morning.
There we go.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic today. How about yourself? I was thinking about this morning, Brent. I believe you've been on the job just about 3 years now. Is that right?
That's right. Time flies when you're having fun, Ron. I tell you. Every day.
What? In 3 years, you went from the mayor of Watford City and all of that to 3 years as lieutenant governor. What's the one or two takeaways that you've learned about, you know, really what's out there in the state of North Dakota and what's to be done?
Well, it's a big state, but the more you travel, it's very similar challenges everywhere you go. I mean, you get into quality of life concerns and issues everywhere. You get into a concern for a lack of workforce. What are we going to do to fill these jobs? There's opportunity in all areas, but because of how large the state is, you end up with different concerns based on weather, based on what that industry is. And so the flaring concerns in the West, and that's been a big topic for the last year, working on what kind of solutions we have. The industry's responded with investments in gas plants and gathering, et cetera, hoping to do more value add solutions. Then you go to the eastern part of the state, and it's more about the middle to eastern part of the state. It's such a concern with the wet cycle we're in now, where ironically a year and a half ago we had drought almost statewide, but the wet cycle is very concerning. So now we're having flood preparation meetings, hoping that we have less snow in the mountains, and so there's not as much runoff, and hopefully this next spring and winter are not, you know, that keeping at this high level of historic precipitation we've had this fall, and just, you know, equal it out again a little bit. We've had such extremes in the weather. That's creating problems for the farmers, right, which is really hitting the eastern part of the state. But the good things are, is, you know, you go around the east, there's also UAS opportunities, great things happening technology-wise, Grand Farm. I mean, we've got so much happening technology-wise in the state as well that, for me, it's just an exciting job to have, seeing all the blessings we have with our natural resources and how the workforce works together with the educational institutions and trying to drive up the cost of living, the opportunity of great jobs. And so, again, it's been a blessing. I'm through two sessions now, being on the inside instead of coming in from the outside. So, as you know, that's a challenge, and that's been a lot of fun. When you're in the interim, we're also looking at how do we implement these great programs that were legislated last time. And so we were doing a lot of that yesterday. Water meeting today with implementing human service programs that were implemented. I can talk forever on how the job's going, but I really enjoy it. And I look forward to the next thing interesting as well.
Lieutenant Governor, we'll come back and we'll dial in on a couple of those. You're working side by side with a guy that is just absolutely energized all the time. Yeah, you know what keeps you energized riding side saddle with that guy who's just the governor's just an energizer guy, isn't he?
He is, and it's something that's very exciting. I mean, it's not where you get beaten down by some of your initiatives not coming through the way you want. I mean, it's always positive, future focused. How are we going to make lives better for everyone in the state, and excited about the opportunities? And that's how Doug is every day. And so it keeps all of us energized and amped up and ready to go. For myself, I mean, it's something where I have always liked to have focus on what's the job at hand and what opportunities are there and how you plug the right people together, the right organizations together, and make these things happen. You know, so I think we're a good team. We fit together well. We both are enjoying our time. We both agreed that we're going to run for another term. We're enjoying each other's company that much, and so we're excited about that.
Brent, the one thing that kind of brings all of the issues that I wrote down on your list from east to west is the workforce component of that and ensuring that there's enough people here so businesses that want to grow, if you want to do a value-added petrochemical-type business, you've got to have the workers to attract those businesses beyond everything else. Where do you see that going, and what's the big initiative maybe coming out of you guys in the next year or so?
Well, you've probably noticed that a lot of our initiatives tie together with that. Main Street Initiative really is to have the communities be ready to accept or be attractive enough where some new worker from somewhere else or someone that's considering relocating would want to stay or would want to come to. So Main Street Initiative is community-focused. What does it take for that 21st century workforce to want to stay there, move there? But then our K-12 initiatives and higher ed initiatives are also focused on how do we develop our young people that are here? And you know whenever I'm questioned of what are we doing to attract workforce, one thing I put back on the industry that the employers that are asking is, are you engaging with high school students? And you see some great examples statewide, but we could all do a lot better job at that, of being involved with those mentorships, with those internships, with those co-op programs where the high school kids get out and see what's actually occurring in their industries and in their employers that are in their communities, and making sure that we keep our kids that want to stay here as well, not just trying to recruit people from out of state all the time. So it's a very holistic approach through education, through bringing people into the workforce that are underemployed and, you know, handicapped individuals that have actually the ability to provide services and be very functional employees, highly skilled employees. How do we get people trained up to be able to fill open positions? So it's a very holistic approach from commerce, human services, and our initiatives in education, and Main Street Initiative, like I was referring to.
We're going to have Watford City Superintendent Steve Holland on tomorrow. And your experience in Watford City as the mayor, Brent, you were a critical component of the couple of the things, the challenge with daycare to attract those families, and as we heard from Sean Wanko and Wilson, they're struggling for those secondary jobs, and how do you keep those secondary jobs? Those people have to have daycare so both parents can be working, the community center. How do you rank those things and all of the things that's happened in McKenzie County and Watford? Where do those two things rank?
Well, we did those things because we felt if you didn't have them, you wouldn't grow at all. And so, I mean, that was the leadership at the time saying, we're not going to be able to fill any of these positions if we don't expand the number of slots available for daycare. And then we got into affordable housing for the government employees. So the HIF program from the state was a godsend to be able to get housing for your increase of 100 or so government employees, whether it's teachers, cops, social workers, deputies, et cetera, public works officials, when your community grows like that. So the HIF programs, the affordable housing, that was another piece. But But to not have the quality of life aspects that the Rough Rider Center is bringing to Washer City, McKenzie County, I don't know how you continue to grow. You go into that facility, it's full every time you go in, and there might be a youth basketball tournament going on, there might be a high school basketball game, might be two hockey games going on at once, in hockey tournaments, there might be gymnastics in the basement, probably an oil field training seminar going on, or a wedding going on in the conference area. So if you don't have those community gathering places and the places to have those quality of life activities happening, that's something that people look towards when they're moving from somewhere else. It's very important. It's been a very important thing for Dickinson, Willis, and Wofford City, Minot, all the areas that are growing out west, Mandan, Bismarck, you know, that's something that's super important to people trying to move in and looking to move from somewhere else.
Brent, we'll come back after the break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the work you guys are doing in Value Added and maybe a little bit about the flood protection in Fargo. And, you know, I still remember the day Wofford City opened that new school, and folks like you had tears in their eyes, and it was an amazing day in building schools rather than closing schools, and kudos for all that's been done in those western communities. So we'll be back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. It's the happy holiday season. That is, it's Lutefest time. Sunday, December 15th, 10:30 to 1:30 at the Kringen Club of the Fargo Sons of Norway, downtown Fargo. Hi, everybody. This is Scott Hennen. I tell you what, I saw it for myself firsthand last month. This is one incredible Lutefest dinner. You will not be disappointed. That's Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30, this Sunday at the Fargo Sons of Norway. All you can eat Lutefest and all the fixins. Plus, remember, Juven Tours and Travel has great tours available in 2020 to the South Pacific, Scandinavia, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th through June 7th, the Norway Luxury Tour 1, June 1st through June 14th, the 44th Annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 20th to August 4th, and the Best of Norway starting August 10th through August 22nd. Call 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000 or online at JuvenTours.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Practice up here. It's What's in Your Mind, 20 after the hour. Ron Nesguest hosting for Scott N and CJ from DAC Diesel. Are you all ready for the big holiday in 14 days?
CJ!
As much as I can be, you know, it's one of those things that I don't think most people are truly ready unless you're a woman, you know. Or, you know, I should say most men are truly.
Wait a minute. You're not blowing that one by us unless you're a woman. How does that work again? Aren't we always waiting for them?
Women needing more time is the whole reason Eric Clapton wrote Wonderful Tonight years ago, you know.
Oh, I see.
He's waiting for his wife. Anyway, long story. Anyway, so what's going on at Dak Diesel?
Oh, just busy working here. We finished up an N14 swap. We pulled a 2011 ISX out, and we dropped a 1998 N14 in. Finished that up on Saturday, and that truck's been running ever since. We're running like a top, pulling great. Everything's good there. But the one thing I want to mention is, you know, with the cold season being here, I've been moving a lot of anti-gel, and that is, in my opinion, the best stuff on the market. Not because I sell it, because I've tried it. It works. And I haven't had a customer yet that is gelled up with that stuff. So, you know, we still have the Polar Max in stock. I just got cleaned out of the Arctic between yesterday and today. And I got some more coming in. But, like I said, the stuff is absolutely amazing. You know, anybody out there that's looking for a good anti-gel, something other than what most people typically use or even try, and they want to see results, this is the stuff for them.
Okay, how do we get you?
Well, best way to call me is 701-258-5011. You can also look me up on the web, or you can stop by at 1500 Sabre Drive in Bismarck.
All right, CJ, Dak Diesel getting all ready for the big season. Thank you so much. Good to have you on.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Todd.
All right, 22 after the hour, Ron Ness in for Scott Hannon on What's on Your Mind.
We're going to continue our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Lieutenant Governor, a couple of the items that you discussed that I think are really interesting, the UAS drone Grand Skies system over in Grand Forks. You want to give us a little insight as to what that really is going to mean for North Dakota and what, in your vision, where we're going with it?
Yeah, thank you for that. I've been chairing the Northern Plains UAS test site for the last 3 years, too, so I've learned a lot in that area that I didn't know before, that's for certain. But one of the good things about the last that came out of the last session was $28 million for funding a UAS network for the state, which would be the first state to do such a thing. We were the first state to have a UAS business park up at Grand Sky by Grand Forks by the Air Force Base, and now be the first one to have a UAS network. Where what that means is you could be able to fly UAS within that network without having to have a chase plane, which seems nonsensical, but right now you cannot fly a UAS beyond visual line of sight. And so oftentimes if there's a UAS technology happening, there's a plane or a helicopter chasing behind it, which is very expensive. Doesn't make much sense to do that. They're just proving the technology, but the technology is ready to go and the customers are ready for it. So I've been involved in conversations about pipeline monitoring, about, you know, looking at natural gas venting if on site, making sure they're using flare cameras, technologies, et cetera, from above with UAS. And the answer usually is, well, I'd like to do it, but at all my sites or on all my pipeline, not just a 1 mile stretch where you can see that drone. You can imagine trying to drive a four wheeler through the coulees and the badlands, et cetera, in West North Dakota, trying to follow a pipeline right away. It'd be a lot easier to fly a drone. You can plumb in your coordinates of your pipeline grid and the drone can follow it exactly. But that technology will only be available to do beyond visual line of sight with this network, which is hopefully going to happen before next session so we can see some of the fruits of our labors. But the customers are ready. The energy customers are ready. You've got Xcel Energy already has the ability to fly drones along their power lines with a limited area permit. So it really works. It really works if you can use these things and fly them without having to have a chase plane and helicopter. But that's happening right here.
Brent, that's going to provide a great opportunity to tie the technology in eastern North Dakota and UND and Grand Forks and NDSU up with the energy industry in western North Dakota, and I'm seeing so much application into the Bakken, and just a lot of connectivity between the two industries, so that's going to be great, and kudos to the legislature for making that investment into the U.S. The other one that we need to talk about in a couple of minutes here is the value-added concept of a petrochemical industry, and you and the governor and all of your agencies have spent a lot of time talking about how do we take this North Dakota natural gas that has all of these liquids that include, you know, butane and ethane and all of these petrochemicals, and how do we add value to them here in North Dakota? And tell us about what you guys have been doing and what you see going forward on that.
Another tremendous learning effort here. We've learned about what, how much ethane we actually produce here and how much of an opportunity there is that's just going by the wayside. And the propane shortage during this time, when we need that extra propane for the corn drying and the wheat drying, grain drying, et cetera, should point out the fact that we need to do more petrochemical processing here and not send our raw gas off to other states and then bring it back by truck and by rail and by pipe. We need to do it right here. We have enough volume. We've got plenty of natural gas being produced to actually have numerous petchem facilities, which is surprising to some, including those in the industry themselves. But to take that ethane, value add it into ethane, into the propane, the butane, it would add value right here. You're talking significant jump to our GDP as a state to get that primary sector manufacturing happening right here, besides security of having the propane here when we need it. But also an incentive to utilize our gas instead of our gas always being undervalued as something that it doesn't really pay to capture. So that, as you know, in the industry, if we're just forcing capture by regulation versus there being a want in the market, it's a lot easier if the market wants that gas, wants to process it into the ethane value add, into the polyethylene product right here in the state. But it's a big deal to bring that much of an investment. It's a multi-billion-dollar investment. So we've had a lot of conversations about what it would take to start that from scratch in the state. Not easy when they can just go to Texas and build another one beside what they already have. But we're
Brett, there are also many secondary businesses that go along. Once you create that facility where you're gonna crack that natural gas into multiple elements, now you create a whole other subsidiary type of businesses around that, I suspect, with each one of those types of facilities, right?
Right. It's not just propane, it's fertilizer, and whatever plastic components that would want to be, we could produce them right here for our manufacturers that import in plastics components. They could be manufactured right here, right next to these facilities, or within proximity, or move to the eastern part of the state or the central part of the state where the labor costs might be a little more under control. And logistics under control. It's just an opportunity that would be wonderful for our economy, be able to move into that, smooth out some of those commodity cycles of actually processing that gas here into value-add components, shipping out plastic pellets instead of trying to export out natural gas in pipeline. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Also producing electricity with it for our increased needs. We have a lot of increased power needs in the western part of the state as the Bakken expands and the population grows. And a really good way to handle that electricity from that, a lot of people agree, would be using natural gas for natural gas-fired electricity. So there's a lot of opportunities for value-add gas. We hope some of these things start taking hold. Lots of conversations happening. We're excited about
Brett,
that.
Brett, we'll continue the discussion about how we might, utilize some of these legacy fund earnings to grow this economy with your sidekick, Governor Doug Burgum, tomorrow. We thank you, Brent, for the work you've done for the state of North Dakota, and Merry Christmas to you. And we're gonna be back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong after these messages, and we'll have a great conversation with Kelly about what's happening in D.C. this week.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New developments in the investigation of yesterday's fatal shootings in Jersey City, New Jersey, which happened at a kosher grocery store. Mayor Stephen Phillips says on one hand,
we do feel comfortable that it was a targeted attack on the Jewish kosher deli across the street here.
However, investigators are still not ready to say it was motivated by anti-Semitism. Three innocent civilians, a veteran Jersey City detective, and the two suspects were all killed. A lockdown that was imposed at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi earlier this morning has been lifted. Details of what led to the lockdown not yet released, but the base's Twitter feed sent a message saying it was not a drill and did order personnel to shelter in place. There are also reports that at least one suspect is in custody in connection with whatever happened. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm in a department store now.
Just hear those fade, those jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a
Ron Ness is hanging out for you. Come on, this is a standard. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Of course, they are the sponsors of the Be the Buffalo Hotline at 855-217-76 extension 1. So you can call and leave any commentary you got. Of course, the Buffalo, they go into the storm. They don't run away from it, as does Oasis Petroleum. And Oasis Petroleum is hiring right now all sorts of employment and incredible career opportunities. More at oasispetroleum.com. Also got to tell you about the Pucklich Wednesday wheel deal of the day. Did you see this one, Todd? 2016 Chevy Equinox LTZ, fully loaded with leather, all-wheel drive, newer tires, backup camera, remote starter, sharp, beautiful pearl white color, two-tone black and gray leather interior. It's a one-owner trade-in from Castleton, well taken care of. The gang of Pucklich has sold them every vehicle that the family has ever bought since 1986, to be exact, about 50 vehicles altogether. So they know this ride. How's that for customer loyalty, too, by the way? It's only got 47,000 miles. Brand new, this vehicle, about 36 grand, but it's on the lot at $20,995. Look, that's crazy.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, but more, if I tell you, you heard about it on What's On Your Mind, you save more than $1,000 and take it home for $19,679. That's like $18,000 under the new list price of that bad boy. You can hop online and check it out at Pucklich Valley. It's PucklichValleyCity.com or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC. Where they say you ride or you drive, we'll ride with you. Where we'll drive, you'll ride with us. 721 West Main in Valley City or online at Pucklich.com, PucklichValleyCity.com. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Ron in for Scott on What's On Your Mind.
Well, good morning. I believe we have Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the phone. Kelly, are you there?
I am.
Well, it's minus 18 below wind chill, and I'm going pheasant hunting after lunch today. A year ago, you'd probably be going with me. Today, you're sitting in Washington with a front row seat to the impeachment process, and I think everybody here is just really interested to get your perspective this week and what's happened, and then give us a little insight of what's going on the rest of this week and headed into Christmas and what we're going to see. So how are you, Kelly?
I am great. You know, nothing going on here in D.C., so it's just been a quiet week.
Yeah, nothing going on there. Kelly, can I ask the first question here? Kelly,
sure.
I want to ask you. Pelosi stepped up not, what, a half hour after they introduced these two bogus articles of this impeachment scam, sham, circus, and said that they were going to, the USMCA was going to go to, and it's a much better version than they got from the
administration. And, of course, no one's allowed to ask any questions. My first question would be, well, what did you change to, what did you do to make it better? Amen. Do you know, Kelly, what they did to make it, they say, better?
Very little.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This,
this has been a negotiation that could have been over 6 months ago. I don't think there's any coincidence that this is being rolled out the same exact time as the articles of impeachment are.
No.
And I think what we'll see as we go through this week is we still have to figure out how to fund the government, which, you know, is just a little thing. And they will vote on the articles of impeachment before they vote on USMCA because they have a real problem with sending a lot of their members home to their districts with very little to show for their first year in Congress other than an impeachment hearing that has started the day I got sworn in and will end the day before I go home for Christmas break. And their one legislative achievement is going to be the USMCA, which was negotiated by President Trump.
Kelly, we've got a caller, but before we take that caller, Denny and Moorhead, give us a little bit of context. The Judiciary Committee, you sit on that committee. How many people are on that committee, and is your work now on the Judiciary Committee done when they advanced those articles yesterday?
No, we actually will start tonight marking up the articles of impeachment. As much as they want to allow want to let Jerry Nadler simply be a rubber stamp for this impeachment proceeding, they have to do this. So we will start we will start marking up the articles tonight. We will go back in tomorrow, and they will. The problem is, and I think this is one of the issues that they are running into. Nobody watches a movie when they know the ending, and we've known the ending of this for a long time. So there are two articles. One is on obstruction of Congress, and the other one is on abuse of power. And we will get those tonight. We will all be allowed to make opening statements, and tomorrow we will mark those up, and they will proceed to the House sometime next week.
So the second question that I've got is, you've listened to this testimony, a little bit of history, a little bit of everything. Have you seen anything here that would, as a prosecutor in any court of law, that would be elevated to the level of anything, let alone impeachment?
Well, I think it's really important to recognize there's not even being a crime alleged right now. They never brought any of the Mueller stuff back. It sounds like it's all going to be in the report. We'll have to wait till we see it, not in the articles, but the report accompanying it. And essentially how this has worked, Ron, is they've moved from conspiracy to obstruction of justice to campaign finance, bribery, extortion, quid pro quo, and they can't prove any of those crimes, so they're going to use all of it, which is not how any prosecution works. It shouldn't be how a prosecution works. It shouldn't be how an impeachment proceeds, and it just, quite frankly, shouldn't be how they're running the country. And the obstruction of Congress charge, Democrats have every right to not wait for the court to rule on subpoena disputes. But what they can't do is not wait for the court system to rule and then use that as an obstruction of Congress claim. Their remedy is the same as any other person anywhere who is disputing a subpoena in any county courtroom anywhere in the country. And that is, if you have a dispute over it, you go to court, you have a judge decide. They're choosing not to wait for a judge to decide and then saying that's also obstruction of Congress. So, no, I haven't seen anything that gets anywhere near where you would see what reasonable people would deem impeachable conduct.
Direct from our congressman. So we've got Denny in Moorhead, who's been on hold for a while. He's Denny, are you with us?
Sure,
Denny,
I am.
Do you have a question for Congressman Armstrong?
Yeah, good morning, Kelly. Good morning. I got a couple questions for you. Do you have any concern about Trump being fined $2 million for his blatant false use or misuse of the Trump Foundation? And my second question goes to these characters: Papadopoulos, Manafort, Gates, Flynn, Stone, Giuliani. All of these people, are we to believe that they all are acting rogue when they have no authority to do what they were allowed to do or what they were investigating? Like Manafort handed over internal political polling data to the Russians. And then you had Flynn saying that he lied about lifting sanctions when he's got no authority to do that. You got Giuliani running over there saying that he's working for the president only when it comes to finding something about the Bidens. This here seems to be a pattern, but if you could answer those questions, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I quite honestly haven't looked at the fine and what happened with that. I've been dealing with this, but my answer to all of that, if those are the issues, those are the issues we should have been having hearings on. We haven't had a hearing on any of those issues. And the reality of the situation is every single one of those things that comes out of our section one of the Mueller report was found by Bob Mueller and his team to not warrant a collusion and or conspiracy charge with the Trump, with President Trump or his campaign. That has happened. That happened in July during the Mueller hearing. That is indisputable. So you can continue to work for those things and continue to make those points. But it's important to note, those aren't any of the points they're making today either. And that is not what they're impeaching the president on. So.
Thanks, Kelly. We'll move to Tim and Dickinson. Tim, what's on your mind?
Why don't you guys get more H-2B visas and J-1 visas instead of bringing people in here to live off our money? Are you there?
Yes, Tim. I suspect you're talking about in regards to the refugee versus allowing folks in with work visas. And Kelly,
correct.
Got some anything for us on that one?
Yeah, I can talk to you about the first part of that. I agree. I mean, what H-1A, H-2B, H-1B, incredibly important. It's one of the biggest questions. The number one question we get in our office is about immigration. And, I mean, the short version is I'm on the immigration subcommittee in judiciary, and we haven't had a hearing on any of those issues in months. And the reason is because we're dealing with this. As far as the refugee thing, the President Trump put this into the local control of the communities. And from my understanding is those decisions were made and they've moved forward. I'm always a fan of local control on issues like that.
Kelly, I've got
one other question about it.
All right, go ahead.
Why can't we get a one-year program like the J-1s or H-2Bs for a one-year program instead of only like 3 months, 3.5 months? Why can't we push more of the H-2B visas?
I mean, you're not going to like this answer because people hate a political answer, but everything begins and ends with politics. And the reason is anytime you start to do immigration reform, amnesty gets tacked on for millions and millions of illegal immigrants, and so the bill never moves forward. I agree with you. I mean, from somebody who has, we have 20,000 open jobs in North Dakota. We have a farm labor shortage. We have lots of different labor shortages. We know, I mean, that people would be willing to come here and work here. The problem you run into is you can't get any of those reforms done particularly in a Democratic-controlled House, without amnesty being on the table, and then the entire conversation falls apart.
Thanks,
Tim. Go ahead, Tim. Give us a quick version here if you're finished.
Because I work with H-2Bs and J-1s, I prefer working with a lot of those people more than some of the American people because they're willing to work and put the extra time in. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I mean, anybody who's, I mean, I've grown up in Dickinson. We've been through the oil boom. We've been through all of those things. If you talk to any, I mean, our farmers, our ranchers, our contractors, I mean, there are obviously people that are skilled, unskilled, that are willing to come here and work. And there's two sides to it. One is, I mean, the numbers of them, and two is the bureaucracy that's involved in it. And it needs reform because it's the single biggest hindrance to the growth of the North Dakota economy. But we can't have that conversation. We can't have the conversation with reform and then say the only without amnesty reform, without border security. Otherwise, we continue to run through the same problems we always run through.
Thanks, Jeff. We're going to come back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong after these messages, and we've got a number of calls and a couple of questions for you, Kelly. So hang on. We'll be right back after these messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text in 701-226-8503, or we saw the email thing hooked up, studio@whatsinyourmindradio.com, and then we all get a copy of What is on Your Mind.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701- 701-
480-7038 and ask us about our winter discount. Or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Elton John.
Well, you're in concert.
You got some tickets for me, John?
Oh, man.
This is What's On Your Mind. What's On Your Mind brought to you by our friends at the Tioga Chamber of Commerce. Proud sponsor, Tioga Active Community. Offers great activities for the family. Freedom Fest goes on there. Drone Camp for kids. Farm Fest. Pumpkin Fest going on. They have a great downtown Main Street. Brand new community center. A new library. Indoor play area. Outdoor ice skating rink. And Tioga, average yearly household income over $73,000 a year. 140 area businesses. Find out more at TiogaND.org. TIogaND.org. It's What's On Your Mind. And look, Ron Ness is in for Scott Hannon.
Todd, you know, I always thought you radio guys would have like a lunch buffet set up here after we're done, and maybe, you know, tickets to concerts. And it's like, I got to bring my own coffee around here.
I get on the bus. Keep thinking. Yeah.
I did have a boss who said that he was going to set up a buffet for all the non-smokers, and they get to spend 10 minutes an hour going through the buffet, but that never happened.
We're going to continue our conversation in the last 10 minutes of today's show with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We've got Jeff in Jamestown. What's on your mind?
Oh, got to hit a button.
Hey, Jeff in Jamestown, there, what's you on your me. Mind? Yes, we're listening.
Yesterday was the December 10th crop report, and I know John and Kevin, you were working with NAS trying to get this thing updated better, and they still neglected to count prevented plant acres, the quality issue. They left it just the same as they did in November. Now I've got beans down 10 today, corn down 5, everything in the tank. You know, it's the end of the year. We're being forced to sell under the gun with fictitious numbers. When are we going to get over this?
We actually had a meeting with Secretary Perdue last week, and knowing that this wasn't going to affect the December numbers just because of the timing of it, we really pushed hard on him on how the department was planning to report data during difficult planting seasons, because we're going to have one again in the spring. And so we're trying to get another meeting with them, and the answer can't be that data is data. And this is really important. Also, at the same time, we're trying to get them to get the emergency data that the state has provided them done as quickly as possible. And you were talking about beans, but we're still continuing to push on the canola as far as it goes into the MSC payment.
Well,
so those are the
three
issues that we talked to them about. We're going to continue to push them as hard as we can.
Well, they have the data. RMA and FSA have the acreage, the data. We have to apply for the new farm bill. They have my previous cropping history for the last 5 years, complete with yields. They handed it to me. I don't know why we're wasting time with surveys from NAS. RMA, FSA match perfectly. So
yeah, and I mean, that's right. That's the underlying issue, that NAS and FSA is typically different. When it happens, especially when it's past the markets, it causes panic. And it's a real issue. And that's what I'm saying. They don't get to hide behind data is data.
Well, it's going to ruin a bunch of it. This isn't funny anymore, and I can't think we're going to get better. And we announced the MCA deal coming, and so everything's in the tank today. This looks just pretty hopeless, to tell you the truth. It's not a good look, but I guess do what you can. We'll have to wait it out. All right?
All right. Thanks, Jeff, for your input, and certainly big issues going forward. So, Congressman, we've got a couple of texts here, and 2 weeks from today is Christmas Day. The House is moving forward with the impeachment proceedings. What's your crystal ball tell you? How's this going to shake out in the next 2 weeks?
Well, the question will be, the real question of how long we'll be here is what the government funding package looks like. I'm concerned it's going to be another 2 month stopgap continuing resolution. And because I think if they really work hard to negotiate a one year government funding, I anticipate we'll be here through next weekend. If they can't get there and do a 2 week, I think we'll be there. But I think they'll vote on impeachment, then they'll vote on government funding, then they'll vote on USMCA. All of this kicks over then to the Senate, and impeachment takes the highest priority in the Senate. So they won't even get to USMCA in the Senate until they are done with impeachment, which is really unfortunate because this is a deal that's been a long time coming and continues to work forward. So we'll get home sometime before Christmas, and they'll have some what I could only anticipate will be not good government funding solution, and then the impeachment trial will start in the Senate before they can work on anything that is important to North Dakotans and the American people.
We've got one other text question here. Saw the comments from all of our congressional delegation on impeachment yesterday. Not one of them pointed out there hasn't been one legal reason given for impeachment. I think that needs to be pointed out at every opportunity. Why didn't any of you point this out? Now, I saw you on Face the Nation. I thought that was the focus of your comments. Any comments on that?
Whatever statements are pulled, the answer is I've been making that argument for months on a daily basis. And they can't pray, and we continue to move forward. If you can't prove the elements of anything, you can't use all of it. And that is, I mean, they're not even proceeding with a legal case. It's just a ambiguous abuse of power case. And that is, no, I mean, it's really unfortunate, but it's the reality of the situation where this was going to happen. This was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen at some point in time when I got here on January 3rd. I think I told Scott the day I did my first radio interview that, of course, the House, the Democrats in the House.
Kelly, we're gonna wrap up the show today, and thank you for all that you're doing in Congress for North Dakota, and we appreciate your efforts, and having a front row seat is critically important. So keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Todd, we're going to wrap up another day. Big list of guests tomorrow. World-class guests, Governor Burgum, Bison Coach Matt Entz.
And a world-class guest host, too, as a matter of fact.
We got a big-time show tomorrow, so I hope you'll join us back here tomorrow.
If you've been waiting to buy a hot tub, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 says now is the time. Because right now, they have a sale where over 50 hot tubs are on sale, $4,500 to $79.99. No kidding. Over 50, under $8,000 right now, with 12 months, no interest, no payments, financing. And these are all pre-owned, certified hot tubs. That's right. Plus, they come with a warranty, too. Call Ben right now. Find one that's perfect for you. 701-238-5892. Up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Check this one. Here's a Vanguard. We have one. Paid $17,000. Right now, it's $7,000. Stop by the pre-owned showroom, 601 Main Avenue West, West Fargo, or go online to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 and see for yourself the incredible pre-owned blowout sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hurry, these deals won't last long.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.